There are at least four things I want to mention this morning. Phrases I want to pick out of Galatians and Corinthians that emphasize what I'm trying to say here, so that you'll just perhaps get a better view of your situation and why some of the answers you're waiting for perhaps haven't come through. The first is another phrase that I found in Galatians chapter 5. At least we're still in the same book. In Galatians chapter 5, there is this interesting phrase in Galatians chapter 5. You've got to get these phrases. They're so hot. When I wrote them down, I was burning through my paper. I had to use 3 pages to write one. Galatians 5:2. Now look at the last line of verse 2. Christ will profit you nothing. Now apparently, there's a certain mindset you can have where you completely neutralize the benefit of Christ. You get no profit out of it. And in this context, it is legalism. In Galatians 5:2, he's talking about the yoke of bondage of the law. And he's saying, you know, these little things you do to show how sincere you are, how deserving you are, and how right you are, and how committed you are, they make Christ's blessings profitless. Yeah. I do believe that's why some folks don't live these blessed, prosperous, healthy lives. You've just taken the entire power and glory that belongs to the cross alone and nothing and no one else, and you've tried to share it with good intentions. I don't mean you opened a whorehouse. I don't mean you robbed the bank. But you know, what does it mean? Christ shall make shall profit you nothing. Let's just change it. Investing in that share will profit you nothing. Getting married to that person will profit you nothing. Having that child and praying for them will profit you nothing. Yeah. Trying to put your marriage together will profit you nothing. Trying to make payments on your house will profit you nothing. Now you start talking like that, you start getting the point. In other words, everything Jesus ever did for you is based on the fact that you leave your religion behind. Yeah. And you stop everything and say, stop it! Amen. I don't want to make Christ's benefit in my life profitless. And you know, the least and the easiest, yet the worst case scenario is just profitless in your mind, profitless in your heart, profitless in your prayer life, profitless in being able to even look up to God and talk to Him. You could be the worst case in the book. What has that got to do with it? Just as a hand without one plea. That thy blood, there's the cross, was shed for me. Oh, it's high time you ran to your Abba and before you fell on your face and got all religious, jumped into his lap and said, if you don't mind, I need to sit in your lap, man. I got nothing to commend. I'm in deep trouble. And I want to cling to Christ. And I don't want to make his blessing on my life profitless. Profits. Could you imagine that God's done all this? You have access to every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ, but you got none of it. No profit. Might as well not have access. All the blessings of Abraham, you might as well not have any. It's no profit to you because you want to put in some religious thing, some religious work that you're going to hope will impress God enough to where he'll see how sincere and good and right you are. The devil can torment you all day long with things you left out and things you put in. Do you know that? I'm talking about good God, loving, spirit-filled people walking in the grace of Almighty God and following the Holy Ghost. We're always stepping out of line. Could we go back a message or so and be reminded that this consciousness you have of sin negates the cross of Christ? I'm not afraid of saying that of you, because if you go out there and you live like hell, two things are going to happen. First of all, I'm going to say some strong words to you. And second of all, I'll say, let's go home now and then serve Almighty God, because it's not you.
That's right.
How many times have I just been so grateful to hear someone say to me, that's not you?
Exactly.
Amen.
I don't care how powerfully I feel, how persuaded I am. For so, do you know how that just completely lets the air out of the devil's balloon? It isn't you. And no one here believes it's you. You're the only one stupid enough to think it's you. Take our word for it. It's not you. Stop taking the prophet out of Christ. Amen. Stop taking the prophet out of Christ. You know, these messages are for spiritual people. I've got a sermon. I've got a book. I've got something to write about the love of God shed abroad in our hearts. The most miraculous thing about getting saved is the Holy Ghost gets loose inside your guts and you find yourself loving God and you say, God, I just keep talking to you, but like I'm talking to someone I'm in love with, and I am. And where did that come from? I didn't talk like that before I was saved. And that's the whole point. The Holy Ghost being, you can't love God. The command was, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, all thy mind. What a great commandment. And I pray it every day, and you can't do it. You can't do it. You had to be introduced to the love of Almighty God and say, wow, he loves me more than I ever thought I could love him. You have to be introduced to the Holy Spirit in your heart, who will shed abroad the love, and you'd change your whole perspective and say, you know, there's a love growing inside me that's big, that's powerful, that I can't say no to. And then say, you know, it wasn't mine. God put it there, and I'm running with it. Legalism. Christ shall profit you nothing. Well, you know, the olden days, well, I don't wear slacks, I don't wear shorts, I don't wear jewelry, I don't buy fancy cars, I don't work on Saturday. Okay, let's not work on Sunday then. That will profit you nothing. Very powerful.